Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are broadcasting live from inside Renaissance Bank on Windward Parkway in beautiful Alpharetta. Folks, if you need a better choice for your banking needs, if you like a bank that's big enough to handle pretty much any need you can throw at them, but small enough to do it in a personal way, yes, you can get the best of both worlds at Renaissance Bank. I know that personally from dealing with them for me and my clients. And here's what I suggest you do as you go forward. Go to renaissancebank.com and find their local office. Some 200 across the South ready to serve you and get in touch. Give them a call. Talk to a live person. What an amazing concept. And they'll be glad to sit down with you and discuss your needs and see if it's a good fit. Renaissance Bank, understanding you. Member FDIC. And now I want to welcome Leticia and Harry Hutchins, and they are with Alma Coffee.
Hey, John, thank you so much for having us.
Yes, thank you so much.
It's great to have both of you. Let's talk about how you're serving folks out at Alma Coffee.
Yes, a great question. First off, thank you so much to the folks of North Fulton and anyone else listening beyond. But my name is Harry. I'm one of the owners of Alma Coffee, joined by my lovely wife, Leticia, across from me. And we are fifth-generation coffee farmers and coffee roasters in North Georgia. We actually have our roastery just in Canton, Georgia, if anyone in North Fulton has ever been to us. We have our full roasting facility where we are roasting fresh every single day coffee from our coffee farms in Honduras. We bring it right up and then roast fresh every single day, ship it out all over. And for some of those lucky folks that come over to our roastery, serve you right in person.
Yeah, definitely. You can make the quick drive over to Canton and actually get to see behind the scenes mm-hmm. of what it takes to get the coffee to you. So we have a very kind of open concept, very similar to the brewery industry, I would say, mm-hmm. Sort of cafe shop where you can come in, get your favorite cup of coffee and actually see the coffee being roasted while you do that. So it's a really cool concept. We have a ton of photos from the farm and you get to talk to us and our lovely team members and learn all about what it takes to get that coffee to your cup.
Yeah. And along with, you know, having just really awesome coffee, coming to see that, one thing that was really special about, you know, Alma and our company is really with the impact we're making with roasting coffee. You know, it's going right from our farms and as well as farmers around us, having a direct impact in third world countries and folks that could really use the help and serving you just extraordinary coffee.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's talk about that for just a second, because lots of independent coffee establishments out there, but not too many that I'm aware of, correct me if I'm wrong, that it really all starts for you in the actual field itself where that coffee is cultivated.
Yeah, absolutely. So like Harry mentioned, my family has been in coffee farming for over five generations, and that's what we can trace. We actually have good reason to believe it goes back further than that, mm-hmm. but we can factually trace it five generations. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my dad was born and raised in Honduras. He was born and raised in coffee farms. As I was growing up, I would go every single holiday season to Honduras, and I thought it was super normal. I thought every kid ran around in coffee fields, picking coffee cherries for fun and, you know, eating them. And I quickly realized when I grew up that is most people in the coffee industry's dream, to be able to go down to origin. And it's something that I got to do once a year. Mm-hmm. So that was super cool. And then, you know, now being an adult, being able to vertically integrate, leaving our corporate career and joining the coffee industry and actually roasting the very coffee that we grow ourselves. It's really different. It's really unique.
Wow. Talk about some of the unique characteristics of coffee from Honduras, because there's a lot of coffee comes from a lot of different places, but what makes Honduran coffee unique?
Yeah. So what's really cool about coffee, very similar to wine, you know, everything goes into it, from the varietals to the climate, to your altitude, how you process the coffee, how you even pick the coffee. So one thing that's really cool at our farm, we handpick everything. Our coffee farms range from anywhere about 1,000 all the way to 1,400 meters above sea level. So really, really good altitude. And we use some of the some really good varietals that have a very good cup quality, taste really well, roast really well. But a lot goes into it. So making sure that everything is hand-picked, that we're only picking the ripe red cherries as opposed to, getting anything from green, overripe, and whatnot. Then it goes down to the processing, and that's from making sure that you have clean water. Most coffee that's picked around the world might come from coffee streams or processed with water that comes from streams that are heavily polluted, especially with how much herbicides and pesticides we use in our environment. And that's why one thing that we're really big on is sustainability at our farm, being shade grown, bird friendly, as well as being USDA certified organic, wanting to make sure that coffee is the best quality as it possibly can be when being processed. Then it comes down to the roasting. And that's something that, you know, we invite anyone from North Fulton to come see the roastery, and you'll see that, you know, what all that hard work, you know, the 4 years it takes for the coffee to be planted, all the TLC, all the de-weeding, all the picking and all the processing comes together in about a 13-minute process, which is the roasting.
Yeah.
And we roast on a Loring Smart Roaster, which is actually one of the most environmentally sustainable roasters on the market of its size. And it's a 13-minute process of manipulating, you know, the time and temperature that those beans are, you know, subjected to heat to bring out the best flavors possible. So to answer your question the longest way possible for, you know, some of our Honduran coffees, it really depends. The taste profile really depends on, you know, a lot about the farm, but then also what our master roaster does at, you know, in Canton, Georgia. So some of the characteristics of Honduran coffee would be the classic, you know, very nutty, kind of chocolatey, citrus orange, just a very smooth drinker. And that's one, we have one coffee called Soulmate. That's one of our most popular ones. Just great for the morning. And then you can also get into some very interesting and kind of unique coffee, such as our honey process or natural. And that's, you know, not going into too big of a rabbit hole, but doing different things at the farm to process the coffee will bring out a lot of different flavors. So all of a sudden you're now getting coffees that almost kind of taste like kind of wine or cherry or have very floral characteristics. So it's pretty neat, and it kind of depends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's super cool to me because we've kind of broke the mold on Honduran coffee.
Yep.
Everyone expects the chocolate, the nuttiness, and then we come out with our natural and honey, and everyone's like, whoa, we would have assumed this was from Ethiopia.
Oh,
I cannot believe it's from Central America. And we're like, yep, and we processed it ourselves. It's something I'm really, really proud of.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I've been to your facility. It's terrific. Folks, here in North Fulton, if you're listening here from here in North Fulton, don't get all wiggy and think it's a long way, because it's on this, it's on this side of Canton, and actually just north of Woodstock, as I recall.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take a little scenic route and you actually go through kind of farm country, get to see some horses, kind of the back road. So it's a pretty cool drive.
And what's impressive about your facility is, as you describe it, how open it is and how you can see everything. I mean, there's nothing that's hidden or behind a closed door or anything. You can see the whole process.
Yeah, we're huge on transparency. Mm-hmm. It's extremely important to know where your coffee's coming from, and it's something that I feel like isn't really talked about too much. So we wanted to bring transparency to the industry and let people see, even on our messiest day, exactly what it looks like. We make a big effort to make sure that no coffee beans are on the floor, because we know all the effort it takes. Each one is handpicked. So being super, super cautious about, you know, wastage and everything.
Yeah,
always ready for people to come in.
Exactly. And for Leticia and I, one thing that we're super passionate about is the education side of it. And, you know, when we first started this company back in about 3 years ago in 2018, one thing, going to so many farmers markets, talking to so many customers, and one question that kept on kind of popping up was, you know, this is not how coffee, like, what is coffee? Like, you know, them finding out it's a seed that we end up roasting, and it's grown half the world away in a tropical country, and it's picked on a bush, was something that was, you know, kind of revolutionary to them. Yeah. So having that open environment allows for better conversation, more fun. And that's what coffee is. I mean, it's fun. It brings people together. You know, starts those questions of, you know, where is my food really coming from, and not just ending up on a grocery shelf.
Yeah, for sure. Now, help us out. Give us some advice, because it in a way it can ruin all the hard work that you and your team have put into the coffee. If I'm using the wrong water myself, or the wrong, I'm doing it wrong on my end, right? So help me out. Give me some advice on how to brew the best cup of coffee from your perspective.
Yeah. So you know, we try to make our coffee when we go to make a new profile, we make it in every single brew method, and we purposely kind of mess up the ratios because that's just how life is, right? Sometimes you're busy, you have five kids, who knows? You're just throwing, you're throwing coffee in the pot, you're throwing water, you don't have time to measure stuff. And you want to make sure that it's coming out right. It's tasting good. So that's part of our R&D that goes into every single roast. So it's kind of, you know, proof of the busy morning. But we have a great brew guide on the side of our bag, and we actually have a great brew guide site on our page where you can go on there. We have videos showing exactly how we recommend making coffee in the corresponding brew guide. So I would recommend checking it out on our website, myalmacoffee.com. You can go check out the brew guides, and it'll show you exactly how to make it based on the brewing method.
The guy who does the cold brew tutorial. This real stand-up guy.
You know, Harry, I can tell Leticia's in marketing because she was so nice about that. She didn't say, you know, for you knuckleheads that get it all wrong at 5 in the morning. See, that would be me. So thank you for being so kind.
Hey, life Leticia. Happens.
Yeah, for sure. It happens to me all the time.
She deals with me a lot, so having to explain. Yeah. She's so used to it.
Yeah. Well, speaking of marketing, I'm curious. You know, again, lots of coffees out there, new companies. How do you distinguish yourself and get the word out on the great and unique work you're doing?
Yeah, so we call it edutainment. We try to have that underlying everything we do on social media and on our website. So something entertaining that has that underlying educational aspect to it. So we post a lot of really silly, fun videos on our Instagram. If you guys want to follow it, it's at My Alma Coffee. That's for all of our social medias. Mm-hmm. But we just do really fun, silly things like throw cold brew on Harry, you know, have a cold brew water balloon fight. And the idea being it's going to capture your attention so you can then care a little bit more about where your coffee's coming from. And one big thing to note, because we get this all the time whenever we do one of our cold brew fights or anything like that, that's a really great way to give coffee that may have fallen on the floor a second life.
Yeah.
So something that can't be served, can't be brewed, you know, we have some fun with it and then we bring it to social media. So it's a great way to minimize our wastage.
I wish you'd tell Harry to quit dripping on the mic over here.
I know, right?
Okay. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. You make coffee fun then, right?
Oh, absolutely. That's what it should be. You know, before this, Harry and I were accountants, and it was very 9 to 5. You know, you knew what you had to do, black and white. And coffee's just fun. It's about bringing people together. It's about having fun with it, drinking good coffee, and having great conversations just like this.
Yeah, we were auditors before, and so people were not as excited to see us, but strangely, when I bring coffee into offices, people are a lot happier.
Yes.
So it's weird.
You know, that's a whole nother conversation, how you two with the personalities you've got went into auditing, but we'll get back to that.
Yeah. That was a lifetime ago.
Yeah, for sure. You look happy now. So yeah. That's awesome. So do you have events or specific events? And, you know, folks, as we, do this show here first part of September, just remember that some of the events they mentioned here may have come and gone, but there's a website to go check out.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And actually a better place would be our Facebook page. For anyone local, Facebook is our best place to where we post any events. And for us, you know, being a 3-year-old company, we really don't have, you know, the bearings of what a normal year is. When we first started and got our property back in 2019, we were doing a ton of events from car shows to I mean, we even had a bouncy castle inside our roastery.
Inside the roastery.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
That wasn't against code.
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, so this year we've started to do a lot more. So we've had a morning yoga session one Saturday. Mm-hmm. And we have just a whole range of events that if you go check out our Facebook page, keep up with us, see if there's anything that sounds interesting, come out, get to meet, you know, Leticia and I are always there. We'd really love to just kind of show you the place around.
Yeah, we're easing our way back into it just because, you know, of COVID, obviously. Sure. Everyone knows about the pandemic. So we, you know, with coffee being something that you're tasting and typically you're in close proximity, we want to be very cautious about it. We want to make sure that when we do start doing cuppings, which was probably our most popular request, it is in a safe way. So right now we haven't been able to do tours or cuppings, but we're very optimistic that soon we will be able to. We're starting slowly, like with Harry said, doing a yoga event, And then branching out, doing like little Halloween events and stuff like that. So yeah, check us out on Facebook and you'll be able to see all the fun stuff we get up to in person.
Come in person and tell us what events you'd like to see. Yeah. So as I said, we used to have a car show. I mean, mm-hmm. we had at one point, like probably like 100 cars that would show up.
Yeah.
And it was a fun time, but different time back in 2019.
Yeah. Back in the old days, right?
Right.
Leticia and Harry Hutchins, folks, with Alma Coffee. So let's get to gifting.
Yeah.
You've got some great gifting options.
Absolutely. Yes. So like we mentioned before, we always roast to order. So whenever you place your order, that is when we're going to turn on the roaster and get that coffee out to you. It roasts and ships in the same day. So it's the freshest you can possibly find. And with the holidays coming up, you know, sometimes you're looking for a really great gift idea. You want to stay on top of mind, but you don't want to break the bank, right? So a great option is a bag of coffee, freshly roasted. It has the date on it and a great story to go along with it. You can pair it with a great merch item like a mug or a tumbler or even a coffee sack. People really love gifting those. So if you have just one or two friends or family members you want to send a great gift to, it's perfect. And we'll ship it right to them. But for all of our business owners or, you know, people in finance who have a big client list or Rolodex, potential clients, employees, we have something called a corporate program, which is perfect because as the holiday season approaches, you want to do something that's not going to break the bank, but shows that you're thinking of your team or your clients. And what we'll do is basically drop ship freshly roasted coffee to every single recipient of yours.
Mm-hmm.
You send us your list. We can do a custom label. We can do a custom card. We can customize it as you like. And then when you want it delivered, you let us know and we make sure that we roast and ship it out so it gets there. And you don't have to worry about battling with USPS. You don't have to worry about having all these packages in the car. Is it going to get to the address? Is it not? So we take care of all of that for you. Yeah.
And what's awesome about coffee, I mean, if there's someone that you're not really sure what they like or what they want for a gift. Statistically speaking, coffee is, you know, one of the most popular options. About 74% of people drink it every single week.
Mm-hmm.
So any other beverage that probably does more than that, you can send them a bottle of water, but I think coffee's a little more fun.
For sure. And as I recall, when I was there, I mean, you had some personalized labels and whatnot. Mm. I think there was a real estate agent, a financial advisor.
Yes.
I can't remember all of them, but there's some great options, as you say, for professionals with a good-sized client and prospect list that they want to do something special for.
Exactly. The label is 100% customizable. So mm-hmm. we can put your logo. We can put a special message. We could put a holiday theme on there. Whatever you want, we can put on there.
Terrific. Leticia and Harry Hutchins with Alma Coffee. You know, we here at Business Radio X need to thank you because you were one of our early supporters for our studio in Cherokee. With Stone Payton. So yeah, thank you.
Yeah, well, of course. Stone is a great friend and just such a great addition to the community. The way he supports so many local businesses, bringing some awareness to them, you know, for us most certainly. And then just being there as well as a friend, great guy.
Yeah.
So really happy to be part of the show. Really happy to be, you know, see you guys grow to the Twin Cities, to now Nashville. Just can't wait to see more success for you guys.
Maybe we'll see Alma Coffee in Nashville. Who knows, right?
Who knows?
You just never know,
down.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, that would be awesome. Well, so let's get to the most important question, which is if someone's heard something that makes them want to get in touch, certainly about the gifting options as the holidays approach, how can they do that?
So a great way is to visit our website, learn a little bit more about us, see what we're about. You know, you got to see it before you want to buy it, right? So that's myalmacoffee.com. And then you can reach out to us, email us to get any specific pricing, especially on the corporate program. So you can email us at wecare@myalmacoffee.com. That actually goes directly to Harry and I, and you'll get to hear back from us.
We also did a pretty simple explanatory video and have a page on our website mm-hmm. if you just search corporate program.
Yep.
On our website, www.myalmacoffee.com, you'll get to learn more about that, or just order a bag of coffee, see what the difference makes of freshly roasting coffee from, you know, our coffee farms. See if you like it, and if you want, get a subscription.
Yeah.
And then as the holidays come closer, get in touch with us about a gift idea.
Yeah. Even better, if you live in North Fulton, we're a very quick drive away. come visit us.
Yeah.
Most of the time we're right there working in this community table we have. Mm-hmm. And we'd love to meet you. We'd love to talk about how we can bring, you know, your business to be top of mind this holiday season.
And since I've been there, you've opened the cafe.
Yes.
So tell folks about that.
Yes. So the cafe is super fun. Like I said, you can see the roasting process while you drink your coffee. So come in. We're there Monday through Friday, 9 to 3.
Yeah.
We have our espresso machine, so we can make any espresso drinks, iced lattes. We have nitro cold brew. And we actually make our syrups in-house, too. So they change seasonally. Right now, as we film this, it is, what is it, Harry?
It's are we going to teach them on stuff that we're about to, you know, get rid of? Because we do have peaches and cream, a cherry thyme, a vanilla sage.
Right.
But we're going into our fall season, and so we're thinking of an apple cinnamon, obviously the pumpkin spice latte.
Yes, but this one's going to be different. We're actually making the pumpkin puree ourselves, so it's going to be completely custom, very different than anything else you can find.
And then today, today is the 2nd, we tried this morning a honey ginger orange.
Yeah. Mm.
That was pretty solid. But
yeah.
Well, we're going to go through a lot of iterations, different syrups to come out with the best fall seasonal drinks.
Yeah.
Okay. You've got to do me a favor, though. Would you start giving Stone decaf?
Done.
Okay. We got two great options for him.
Okay.
So,
awesome.
Yes.
Even if he asks for the regular, give him decaf.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. We'll do a little half calf.
Yeah. We'll keep that our secret.
Yeah. Okay?
It depends. If he says he's coming over to see John, I'm gonna sneak some regular. Maybe a couple shots just to kind of spice
double
up,
shot in there.
Just to spice up your morning.
Oh, that'll be awesome. I can't wait for that. Okay. This has been great. Harry and Leticia Hutchins with Alma Coffee. Thanks for the great and important work you do. We appreciate you.
Thank you for having us.
Of course. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Hey, folks, just a quick reminder. If you are looking for a home-cooked meal, you know, the one that you don't get at home because you don't really have time, well, I've got an answer for you that involves A&S Culinary. And guess what? A&S Culinary, they do corporate caterings and they do big green egg boot camps. They do a lot of terrific work, but they also do take-home meals. So, and they're gourmet meals. And I've had them. They're terrific. Here's one. Here's an example. Grilled Bistro Beef Medallions. Doesn't that make you want to get on the website and order? Okay. Go to asculinaryconcepts.com. And they've got all their daily menus there. You can give them a call and ask questions and place an order. So check them out. Andrew Traub and his team do great work over there. I've been there, and it's terrific. A&S Culinary Concepts. And, folks, if you are listening to the show and not subscribing, you know, we'd love to have your support. North Fulton Business Radio is the search term on all the major podcast apps. So pick your favorite, go find us, and subscribe to the show. And if you've got an option to give us a review, give us 5 stars. It's not about me or Business Radio X. It's about our great guests, like Leticia and Harry, who do great work. And we want the show to be found so they can be found. And maybe you can potentially use their products and the services of other guests that we've had. So for my guest, Leticia and Harry Hutchins, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.